Although increasing interdependence among nations might be expected to generate more cooperation, it is difficult to achieve a spirit of genuine cooperation as long as people remain indifferent to the feelings and happiness of others. When people are motivated mostly by greed and jealousy, it is not possible for them to live in harmony. A spiritual approach may not provide an overnight solution to all the political problems caused by our present self-centered approach, but in the long run, it will address the very basis of the problems that we face today, removing them at their root. The world is becoming smaller now to the degree that all parts of the world are obviously parts of yourself. Thus, destruction of your enemy is destruction of yourself. The very concept of war is outdated. If the 20th century was the century of bloodshed, the 21st has to be the century of dialogue. If humankind continues to approach its problems from the perspective of temporary expediency, future generations will face tremendous difficulties. Global population is increasing, and our resources are being rapidly depleted. Consider the ruinous effects of massive deforestation on the climate, the soil, and global ecology as a whole. We are facing calamity because, guided by expediency and selfish interests, and not thinking of the entire family of living beings, we are not taking into account the earth and the long-term needs of life itself. If we do not think about these issues now, future generations may not be able to cope with them. Second, love and compassion as the pillars of world peace. According to Buddhist psychology, most of our troubles stem from attachment to things that we mistakenly see as permanent. Operating from that misconception, we see aggression and competitiveness as helpful in the pursuit of what we imagine and desire, but this only foments belligerence. Such misguided thinking has always been going on in the human mind. But our ability to act on it has become greater now that we have machines and techniques of enormous power to gather and consume resources. In this way, greed and aggression, spurred on by our ignorance of things as they really are, release more of their poison into the world. If problems are resolved in a humane way, they simply end. Whereas if one tries inhumane ways, further problems are added to the previous ones.